It is the Two Guys Garage Podcast. He is Kevin Byrd. I am Willie B. It's presented by CarParts.com. Got to check them out yet? You have the mobile experience. It's simple, man. Getting parts dropped right to your back door, front door, shop door. You can do it as easy as 1, 2, 3. I promise you it's easier than your Match profile.
Man, it is so darn convenient just to have things show up at your door, right? There's so many times where I'm thinking, man, I got to go do a run. I got to go do errands. I got to pick up this, that, and the other. And half the time, you know, I can just pick up my phone, boop, 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 and then it shows up, and I save so much time and energy, and because I did it myself, I did it right, or I only got one person to blame.
Yeah, man. Plus, you know, I love the fact that it's online. Like, you know, because when I go online, man, all I see is, like, people asking for skincare routine. I'm like, stop asking for that. Change your pillowcase. Wash it or something. I don't know. But it's just it's cool that it's that convenient. I recommend anybody go get theirs at CarParts.com. You know, today I'm pretty fired up because when you think of Dupli-Color, God, we use these guys for years on the show. They're one of the handiest things to have in the garage. Their products really go from everything from covering up a little scratch or a oops. You know, honey, I had a oops on the car. You go out there, it's totaled. but yeah, it covers oops to full-on paint jobs.
Well, I tell you, man, color is so important, right? And coatings, right? Just coating things, but color. You know, you could work for, I love to do the sheet metal work, right? I love to, you know, whether it's patch panels or shaping metal. And, you know, especially when you're doing your spare time, it could take weeks, months, whatever. And you do all the body work, all the, you know, blocking, sanding, everything else. And it just, blah. It doesn't look like you really accomplish much. And then in a couple hours, you throw color on it and it pops and it looks beautiful. And it really brings all that hard work and effort together, right? And then you know it's sealed and it's not going to rust. It's not going to fall apart. But take any old car and what is it? It's a whole bunch of kind of corroded, old, faded, yucky, rusted stuff. And you have to put paint and coatings everywhere. And these guys have something for everything. It's amazing. They're always innovating. They're always kind of leading. They have the best color selections. I mean, we've got a whole rack, you know, of Dupli-Color in the shop, and it's so awesome to do any kind of print. You might just need to coat a bracket.
So I met some of the people at the Dupli-Color booth at SEMA several years ago, and I'll never forget. I do a program on my own free time called Cars for Christmas. It's something I do with I got a Willie B Foundation. And I basically buy cheap, busted up, broken cars throughout the year. I fix them up and I give them to needy families during Christmas. You could check out, you know, we've had a podcast about it before. This year I was able to give, you know, 30, 35 cars away during a year that had the pandemic. I thought that was pretty good. Last year I gave 71, 72 away.
71 cars, man. That's just amazing.
So, you know, a couple years of 70-plus cars. But I will tell you, man, for people that are receiving cars, if you can make their car have a little extra, like, life and luster and, you know, just look better, they have a full line of products from, you know, back in the day, I used everything from their seat, you know, their vinyl paint that they have that, you know, you could use on plastics to ways to clean it up to the, you know, their wheel colors to make stuff pop. They have, you know, stuff for the plastic, you know, under the hood. Man, all of that added up makes such a big impact, especially, you know, on a car that you at first would see and you would be like, I don't know. It's like any project car. People see it through a different lens. But then you put a little work, a little love, a little TLC in it, put some Dupli-Color at it, and all of a sudden, you're like, man, that's a righteous ride, whether you're giving away to a family in need or you're just pushing it yourself, man. It is definitely a way to keep your ride very righteous and looking right.
Well, yeah, as far as the layers go, we think about paint, we think about all the colors, but, I mean, these guys have undercoating, truck bed coatings, all the prep and cleaners. I mean, the wheel coatings are stellar because they can take any old dingy looking wheel and throw like miles of pop.
Yeah.
Right? With the coolest colors on the planet. Paint strippers, sound deadening. I mean, everything down to, you know, high build primer, weld through primer. They have all the different ingredients you need to make your car sweet.
Yeah, and I'm telling you, man, the best means of application. Matter of fact, we'll get into that with Brian. He's like the product manager at Duplicolor. We'll get the top-notch cat on with us next for the podcast. You guys give us 1 minute. We'll come back after the break and tell you all about their new products, their line of products, and more. It's the Two Guys Garage Podcast. He is Kevin Byrd. I am Willie B. But listen anyway. We'll be back in just a minute.
Hey, it's Kaylee Cuoco for Priceline. Ready to go to your happy place for a happy price? Well, why didn't you say so? Just download the Priceline app right now and save up to 60% on hotels. So whether it's Cousin Kevin's kazoo concert in Kansas City, go Kevin, or Becky's Bachelorette Bash in Bermuda, you never have to miss a trip ever again. So download the Priceline app today. Your savings are waiting.
Go to your happy place for a happy price. Go to your happy price, Priceline.
It is the Two Guys Garage Podcast. He is Kevin Byrd. I am Willie B. It's presented by CarParts.com. If you have not had the opportunity to check them out, recommend you do so. It's the easiest way to get parts, whether it's collision, maintenance, general repairs, anything automotive, man, they got you covered. And the arsenal of parts runs deep, you guys. Got a 70 Roadrunner. I use this example because I couldn't find it at classic restoration places. I couldn't find, you know, the power window, just the window motor, to run the window up and down. I found it at CarParts.com. I had it within a few days.
New cars, old cars, hot rods, off-road, Jeeps, winches, you name it, man. They have everything. And they're going to save you a ton of time and a ton of money.
Exactly, man. So let's get to it. Our boy Brian Suter joins us. He is the product manager at Duplicolor. And man, we have questions. You got answers. That seems to be what you guys provide, is answers. Regardless of what is wrong, what's going on with the car, it doesn't matter if it's a little scratch or a full-on restoration. You guys really cover the bases and been doing so since the 30s.
Yeah, Willie. It's been a long time. You know, Duplicolor has been around a long time since 1938. And hey, Kevin, what's going on? Pleasure to be here.
Glad to have you on, man. Been a little while since we've seen you at SEMA, which is always great to stop by your booth for the latest and greatest.
Oh, yeah, for sure.
Brian, how do you keep up being the product manager? Because there is so many SKUs under the Duplicolor brand, and you guys have so many names underneath that brand. Like, my God, you guys are always creating new products on top of the existing lines that you have, which are always great.
Well, hey, you know what? We really pride ourselves in keeping up to date, attending shows, scouring social media, keeping up with the end users, always talking with them, and making sure that we are on top of the latest trends and innovating and coming out with the greatest new products for all the enthusiasts out there, and also the general, you know, from the beginning DIYers all the way up to the enthusiasts.
Right.
Willie, I got a question for you, man. Can you be an engine guy and never have used VHT paint on your block?
Oh, it's impossible. It's
can you be an engine guy and not have used their VHT high temp paint?
No, and not seriously can call yourself an engine guy. It's the only thing you could paint it with.
I don't know what else you would use. Yeah.
Yeah.
You know?
Engines, headers, exhaust manifolds. I mean, yeah, we definitely got it covered there in the high heat for VHT.
They have so many go-to products. Like, you know, I'm just kind of rattling around in my head all the things that, you know, I'm looking at, you know, their full lineup and it goes like miles and miles. I'm like, yep, I use that all the time. Yep, I've used that 1,000
right?
times. It's crazy.
Well, I mean, we got the guy to ask to explain what it is that allows some of this engine paint and some of the dynamic colors you guys are creating with the engine paint to handle the heat, because, you know, that to me is insane that, you know, it could take that beating nonstop forever and it doesn't seem to, you know, wear out, bleed through, or oxidate.
Well, hey, you know, it's all about the formulation. A lot of hours of R&D and you know, the cool thing is about VHT and even the Duplicolor engine paint, ceramic resins in the formula. And once that paint gets hot, it bakes and gets even harder. So the durability actually increases as you run the engine. So, you know, chemical resistance, heat resistance, once that engine's running, it's like it's a self-curing paint and gets more and more durable as you drive it.
Yeah, man. And it seems like you guys are expanding the colors combinations available for that too. I feel like there used to just be, you know, the Ford blue or the Hemi orange, you know, but nowadays you look and there's, man, there's all kinds of colors coming out for that.
Oh yeah. And you know, we're always staying on top of the restoration market. There's always a need for someone else to, you know, whatever they're restoring, whether it's, you know, like an AMC or a Dodge, Chevy, Ford, Pontiac, you know, whatever it might be, Mopar. We're always making sure we have the proper colors, the proper shades of those engine colors for that exact restoration purpose.
Do you feel like newer engines, say, for example, the LS platform, do you feel like there's an avenue for you guys, you know, to grow as much as you did in the older school engines? Because, you know, you used to pop the hood, right? You'd see, you kind of see just a valve cover on top of a, you know, either aluminum head or a painted block and so forth. Do you feel like the LS guys and some of the newer, you know, I know the Hemi guys are still painting their you know, 6.4 Hemis, Hemi orange.
Right.
But do you still see the growth in that market and that demographic for new platforms as well?
So are you asking me, you know, is our paint just for the old school guys painting the colored engine?
Well, do you still see like the it being used and you know, the application crossing over to some of the newer style engines like LSs and stuff like that? Because, you know, some of the colors you guys have now, you have a really, really bright blue and a really bright red. I know I've seen those on some LSs where the drift cars were LSs and they had some crazy color, but they painted their engine that real crazy red you got.
Right. So what people are doing, you know, traditionally you have the classic cars who have those prominent colored engines, depending upon what make it is. But then you have the modern engines that really don't have any color other than the Mopars. Like you said, they still use the Hemi orange, but the LS guys, they are actually taking those LS motors and color it, you know, they're painting them with paint red, orange, whatever it might be, to customize them. And also they're taking a lot of those LS motors and dressing them up to look like an old school motor, you know, something.
Absolutely. Yeah.
A 57 Chevy or an old Camaro or something like that. They want that LS power and that reliability of an LS motor or fuel injection. And they're literally painting it orange and putting some old school looking valve covers on it and intake manifold and making it look like an old classic engine. So
yeah, that is cool.
You know, I can see the evolution where, you know, back in the day, everything was cast iron block and heads and you painted them all, you know, they didn't look all rusty and junky. And then you got a set of aluminum heads, man, you wanted to show everybody you had aluminum heads, you know? So fast forward a number of years and it's like, wow, I got a whole aluminum engine, an LS, it's aluminum block and everything. You don't want to paint any of that. Well, you know, it gets corroded and it looks crappy after a little while, you know? And then you realize like, it's so dull and boring. Why not have some fun with it? You know? So I think between just putting a coat on it just so it doesn't look all just corroded and kind of yuck, and then, man, get wild, match it, you know, make something pop out of the engine compartment. I could see definitely an evolution where, you know, the thinking of, I got to show this off because it's aluminum, to, man, I just want to do what I want, you know, and having some fun with it.
Yeah, right. Exactly, man. And Brian, you know, I got a couple questions. You know, you got some really interesting new products I'm seeing on your website and on your social pages. You got to tell us a little bit about this 1K clear coat and what for you is one of these exciting new innovative sort of evolutionary leaps for you guys at DupliColor. What's one of these new products, man, that you're really, really excited about?
Well, the 1K clear for sure. I mean, that product alone is just blowing us away internally just because of how much people are loving it. So we just introduced this product at the beginning of the year and it's just flying off the shelves. So the 1K clear is an extreme gloss clear or a matte clear, and it lays down super smooth. The gloss clear is crazy high gloss. I mean, you lay it down, it looks wet. Of course it is wet. And when it dries, it still looks wet. It's absolutely that smooth. And it definitely rivals the 2K clears that are out there. So it's basically a budget-friendly clear coat that's going to have that resistance that a 2K clear coat has. I mean, I don't want to directly compare it by any means, because 2K has that catalyst. But the 1K clear coat is by far DupliColor's and VHT's best clear coat to date. And we're very happy with it. And the cool thing is it can be applied over top of pretty much any DupliColor or VHT product and give it that extra clear coat protection or that gloss or that matte finish that you're looking for.
Yeah, you said it. I mean, anybody that's not you know, aficionado of paint, you know, clear is where you're going to get that depth. You know, you put the color down and you're going to get that depth. And you're also going to get that added protection, right? So that's the importance of clear. And in the 1K, right, like you said, it doesn't need a catalyst. You don't need to mix two parts together. But having it all right there in that can and come out and be kind of, you know, very similar to what you'd get out of a 2K with the ease, the simplicity, the cost of a 1K, man, that's a huge advantage for, you know, anybody that's, you know, putting parts and pieces together and really wants it to, you know, to look good and be durable.
One of the greatest features about this product is your traditional 1K clear coats dissolve once gas or chemicals hit it, literally dissolves it because it's a 1K. We've done extensive testing where we've done gasoline and chemical resistance. It doesn't even touch it. Same with UV protection as well and scratch and mar resistance. So those three features right there make our 1K clear stand out among the rest.
And did you mention how it stacks up against heat?
It does well against heat as well. We're not going to claim it a high temperature clear coat. We tested up to about 250 degrees. So it is definitely good for general purpose applications.
Okay. And when people are spraying it, like what's, in your opinion, I know you've done a lot of tests. There's a really great video on their website. If you guys want to check it out, duplicolor.com. What for you was the holy smoke moment? Was the, man, watching somebody lay it down and how wet it looked when you first laid down and you waited for it to dry and for the flash and it never gave up on that wet appearance? What was the moment that you saw it? You're like, okay, this is something cool.
No, that's exactly it. You know, with our extreme gloss clear coat, traditional 1K clear coats, you know, no matter what it might be, you lay that down and it looks very wet and smooth. And then as it dries and the solvents evaporate out of it, it kind of dulls down, it hazes down a bit. You still have that gloss and it can be wet sanded and buffed, but our 1K clear, it lays down so smooth and even and very, very glossy. And then once it dries, it never loses that gloss. So you don't even have to buff it. That's how nice it is.
Sweet. Sweet. All right, man. So I'm anxious to try it. You guys make sure you do. It's 1K clear coat. Now you mentioned matte finish as well. How do you see it, man? You mentioned the glossy and the matte. What do you think is the means of what's the masses doing? What's the public telling you they like the best? Are people still hot for the matte finish or are people coming back in the super glossy fold?
You know, it's like, I mean, we've all been in the automotive realm for a while, and we know that big craze about the matte finishes that just boomed, you know, a couple years.
Yeah, I got me a matte black car out in the shop.
Right, exactly. So it was a huge trend for a long time, but that trend has, you know, it's subsided a bit, but it's never died. It hasn't died, and people absolutely love using the gloss and the matte together to give it that contrast. And that's,
right. Have seen that.
Yeah, that's what it's all about.
Yeah.
Yeah, man. And to have that ease,
yep,
and, you know, available in a can that you can go to the store and get, man, that is that makes everything so much easier. You know, especially for guys working, you know, working on their little project, the ride, doing it, you know, weekend warrior style. You're not going to beat it as far as the application and ease of it, just the support to help you get. And also, man, when it's all said and done, the finish. So check it out. It's 1K Clear Coat. We got to take a break now, but I got a couple other product line questions for you. I know you guys are doing a lot with wheel colors. I definitely want to touch on that because we've used it so many times on the show. We'll hit that up next. It's a break, and we're back with the Two Guys Garage Podcast. Kevin Bird and Willie B. back in just a minute. It is Two Guys Garage Podcast. He is Kevin Bird. I am Willie B. It's presented by CarParts.com. Talk to our boy Brian Suter. He is the man with, you know, the product manager. And, you know, when you look at a product manager at a company as big as Duplicolor with all the SKUs and things they have to help your car, your build, you know, whatever it is you're building too, it doesn't matter if it's trucks, right? If it's undercoating, if it's bed lining, if it's something for your plastic, something for your paint. I got to highlight what you guys have done in the world of wheels because we have done this so many times on the show, you guys. If you only knew how many times we've been able to make unbelievable Jeeps pop. That wheel product is unbelievable, Brian. It's it's a game changer.
How'd you come up with some of those colors, man? Because they just fly off, man. They just pop. And I'm telling you, like you said, you know, we got this cool vehicle that's sitting in the shop for days. We're throwing on all kinds of awesome parts. And then somehow we throw on the wheels after we've thrown down some killer color on it. And the vehicle just comes together. Like, that is the bow, you know, of all the cool things we put on it.
You would never hear Rose Gold and Savage used in the same sentence. But I think last time we did it, I'm like, damn, man, the wheels look savage. That Rose Gold is ridiculous.
Yeah. Exactly. Those Rose Gold wheels look savage.
Yeah. So,
what?
Yeah. Brian, how do you stay tuned into that, man?
Yeah, I mean, you know, to your point, Rose Gold can be on both ends of the spectrum, right? I mean, it could be as delicate as you want it or savage as you want it. It's a very cool universal color. But as far as keeping on top of things and coming out with the latest and greatest colors to keep energizing our product lines, we always stay on top of the trends. And that's pretty much it. You know, what are people doing on social media? Talk to the end users at Apex and SEMA. Talk to end users on our social media, whatever it might be. People who are actually using our products and asking us what to come out with and just being one with our end users and one with the enthusiasts in the automotive market and coming out with some really cool, great new colors that just make any vehicle pop.
Well, you know, you say that, but there's a little bit more to that, I think, than what people would probably understand, you know, because you guys seem to lead that next evolution of what those products are becoming. When you go to a lot where there's, you know, maybe some younger, you know, type car enthusiasts there, or I go to a, you know, just a test and tune at my track, you know, I see some stuff that I would have never thought about. You know, I would never think about putting, you know, I don't know, some of the pinks or the, you know, the reds with some of the silvers or the golds, or making my rims just absolutely, you know, look like they're on fire. But you guys tend to have that down. As far as wheels go, you guys have a simple process. It's really durable. It's real robust. It stands up to, you know, god awful chemicals. I'm in Colorado. We use mag chloride, and that will take, you know, take any covering coating to shame on most wheels. But yet here we are. You know, several times I've used it out here and had great results with it. What tends to be the magic behind that?
Well, you know, it's the formulation is key, of course, and a lot of R&D testing. It's a very high end enamel is what the base formula is, and the type of testing that we run it through, just to make sure it's going to withstand the heat, because wheels get hot, especially aluminum wheels, with the braking transferring the heat over the wheels. So the heat resistance, the chemical resistance, because there's all sorts of different types of wheel cleaners out there. The brake dust that affects the paint as well.
And what about the dip? It's got to have some sort of like softer lower layer or something, baby. I don't know how you do it, but you know, to be able to not to chip, you know, I live on a dirt road 2 miles back, and it's like, you know, a nasty little dirt pea gravel type scenario. And I got one or two of my cars that I've used your all's wheel colors on. And man, it's amazing how it just stands up to that and doesn't chip. That's always kind of impressive to me, is the fact that it doesn't beat itself up, because it's a constant sandblasting, you know?
Yeah. I mean, we definitely pride ourselves in making sure that we come out with products that are going to last, are going to hold up and just stand the test of time. And the abuse that people put their cars through, cars and trucks, off-road. I mean, off-road market is huge right now as well.
Yeah, fact.
Yeah, I always tell people, just, you know, any ride, any car, any truck, whatever, two things, get those right, stance and wheels. And I didn't always think about, you know, I always thought wheel design, but now I'm going to have like 2A, wheel design and wheel color, right? I'm going to put some caveat to it, you know, because the number of times that we've gotten color to just make a wheel, you know?
Yeah, dude. Wheel color sets it off, man. It makes an ugly wheel so much better. Absolutely. You can have that old stale design, but you put a pop and color on there, and all of a sudden it becomes nostalgic, or, you know, it just becomes flossy and glossy all over again.
Yeah. Now, it's weird. You know, we went from, you know, steelies and trim rings and everything. You know, obviously we ditched hubcaps years ago for anything cool, but everything is in aluminum forever. It's like, I want to show off my aluminum wheels, but now it's like we've gone so past that, just like that whole engine painting discussion, you know, it's like, man, you throw something besides just silver on a set of wheels and you got a whole new arsenal in your toolkit for making your car cool.
No, totally, totally agree. And, you know, wheels by any means are the easiest way to modify any vehicle. I mean, you put a good set of wheels on it and it's going to make it stand out. You put a pop of color on it, or you two-tone the wheels, it's going to make it stand out even more. And then you end up customizing your own set of wheels to make them different than anyone else on the road. So that's what's unique about our products.
And Willie had a huge point. I mean, because we have taken some wheels that line around the shop, like, that's not a really great looking wheel. But you throw color on it, and it's somehow, I don't know how, magically in the brain, it's different, right? Your eye is seeing just the color popping off your vehicle, coming out of that big old tire, and you're not looking at the maybe crappiness of the original, you know, rim design. I challenge people out there that have a set of wheels that they don't like to just go and paint them first. Before you go out and buy new wheels, just throw paint on them and just then see what it looks like and see if you changed your mind, you know?
Hey, some old mags turn copper or gold or whatever.
Yeah.
Huge impact on the car. It's nuts.
Yeah. If you don't believe me, I'm telling you, go buy really some inexpensive, you know, wheel paint like this and just try a wheel. And I'm telling you, man, it's going to change your mind.
Yeah. I mean, exactly that. Go out and buy yourself a used set of wheels instead of spending thousands on a new set. Get some Dupli-Color wheel paint and restore them and customize them yourself, you know, for a fraction of the cost.
Yeah, and follow their steps. They're really, really good and thorough with their steps. And just to make sure you get the best adhesion and you want them to last the longest, they're simple steps to follow. Really recommend it. But, man, you will be ecstatic with the outcome. And, man, it definitely gives any old-looking rim, old style, from drag stars to Kreger aluminum slot mags to, you know, anything you think of, old American racing rims. You could really put a pop and punch to it if you deck it out with some Dupli-Color. They got some really cool tones, some really cool metals. I'm not sure why metals have become so popular, but they're golds, they're silvers, they're coppers. Like, some of your metal colors are really just on point.
Yeah, we have a line called Metalcast that is probably one of my favorite product lines within Dupli-Color. It's a transparent clear coat. It's a transparent, clear coats are transparent, but it's a transparent colored clear coat. So we have the reds, blues, orange, which is like a copper, a black chrome. So, I mean, you spray that on a set of wheels, a set of chrome wheels or polished aluminum wheels, and it is going to pop like you wouldn't believe. I mean, essentially it's a candy coat.
Yeah.
So that's probably the colors you're talking about.
Yeah, man. I love them. Anytime you want to sit more through the shop or, you know, our homes, I'm okay with that. I probably shouldn't say that with the boss. Listen, but, you know, just it'd probably be good for both Kevin and I to get a little bit more experience working on just how to, you know, apply it best as possible.
Yeah, we need some practice. Yeah. We need some practice, man. I mean, come on.
Right. And, you know, hey, but before we get out of here, man, I want to point out, you know, you mentioned early on that you're always scouring social media. You're always, you know, talking to that end user. I wanted to bring up, you guys are so involved with the end user. You have something really unique on your website. For anybody who's interested in showing off their project, their builds, their history, they have something called Dupli-Color's My Garage that really they want you to tell your story, to brag a little bit. It's a really cool way just to get your ride out there, eyes, ears, and, you know, just check it out. It's something I think a lot of people that are building their cars would find a big interest in, because it's another avenue you could talk and share and just boast about your project, your car, your style, and your build.
Yeah, that's a part of the website that we love. I mean, people love to show off their rides. We know very well, you know, based on how social media is just crazy. So we would love to see what you all do with your products, with our products on your ride. So go to the Dupli-Color Garage, submit your photo and what, you know, your vehicle, your wheels, whatever you're working on. We'd love to see it.
Well, I got another tip. Go check it out to see other people's rides. To figure out what you want to do on your ride, right? Go check out some good ideas, right? Go see what other DIY guys are doing and go, oh, man.
Exactly.
Why didn't I think of that? Or I could do that too. You know, what a great little collection, right? Showing off and sharing.
Yeah, exactly. It's all about inspiration.
That's cool. Now, Brian, before you go, because, you know, you are the guy with paint, man. What's just real quick before we go, kind of top things that people, you know, miss or get wrong? You know, what are a couple of tips? Now, Willie mentioned it earlier, follow the directions, right? any paint series, right? Doesn't matter what brand, you need to follow, you know, their steps, the temperatures, the time windows, etc. So that's probably a no-brainer right there. But, you know, with that in mind, you know, what are the kind of top things that people just kind of don't get right?
With any paint project, prep is the absolute most important step, because if you don't prep the surface or follow the procedure to prep it properly, that's just going to follow through with the end result. You know, you have a little bit of oil on the surface, you have a little bit of rust on the surface, or something loose paint. If the surface isn't prepped correctly, it's going to affect your paint work through the entire process, the primer, the color, the clear coat, and the end result in longevity as well. It may end up peeling on you, you know, whatever it might be. So I think that's the biggest thing, is spend that extra time to prep the surface, make sure it's right, scuff it down for that adhesion, spray down some prep spray, get rid of all the contaminants, wipe it down, blow it off, and then start your primer, your color, and your clear coat, and you'll be certain to have an exceptional result.
Yeah, man, that's real good advice.
Yeah, I can vouch for that, man. So many people go into paint, you know, especially if they aren't super experienced, and I think, all right, man, the time span I need is to crack open this cap, to shake this thing up, and spray it out. It's like, nope, that is the final step.
Yep.
Right? All that prep in the beginning, right, getting all that, that's the work.
Yeah.
The painting part is the fun, right? That's the fun where you put the color down and you go, damn, look what I just did. You know,
you don't want your paint peeling the first time you pressure wash it, man. I had that happen to me. I took I had this little electric truck, Chevy S10, late 80s S10. I bought from an electric company for like $500, and I had to push that around town for a couple years. I took it to a Mako, man, for a $500 paint job, and they painted over my Renthal sprocket like stickers and everything else I used for my motocross. I literally like blew it off like a couple weeks later. It would just blow off in chunks. I'm like, I'm never doing that again.
Oh,
so
man.
Yeah, man, prep work is key. Do it right, and you won't have to worry about it down the road. Hey, Brian, tell us where people can find you. Social media can get more info, details about what DupliColor is doing, you know, what their next product is, because you guys are always coming out with great innovative stuff.
Yeah, something else we pride ourselves with is how involved we are on social media. You can find us on Instagram, DupliColor or VHT, Facebook as well under DupliColor VHT, and then on YouTube, you could find us under DupliColor TV. We have so many how-to videos, just detailed how-to videos. You know, Kevin, you're talking about, you know, what's the key thing that people need to know when working with our products. We have these how-to videos that take you through each step of the way, and we have the videos broken up in different product segments, like our engine paint, wheel paint, our perfect match, our vinyl and fabric, whatever it might be. So definitely I want to invite everyone to check that out on DupliColor TV on YouTube. For full how-to videos.
There you go, y'all. You have no excuses now, right? We told you to do it right and where to go. They got all the scoop you need, right? Get the skill sets to bang out a nice job.
There you go, man. It is DupliColor. Find them online. Follow them socially. Hey, Brian, we thank you for your time, man. Anytime you guys are, you know, shipping more product, just remember Kev's address is somewhere in Detroit. Mine, I'll give you specifically in just a minute. So, hey.
I'm be wandering around Detroit like, where the heck did that package go? Just,
care of Camp Bird, Detroit. All right. Hey, man, don't forget about our show here, Weekends on the Motor Trend Network. Check your local listings. Episodes also now streaming on Motor Trend On Demand, which is a great resource to find us. Thanks to our guest, Mr. Brian Suter from DupliColor. You guys seriously need to follow these guys online, stay up with what they're doing. I promise you, if there's a new color out, they'll have it before anybody else. My man, Kevin Bird, I'm Willie B., a producer, Scoop, an executive producer, Mr. Bob Ecker.
Yeah, and don't forget to check out our website, twoguysgarage.com, man. Share your thoughts with us. We're on social everywhere, Facebook, Instagram, and Twitter, at Two Guys Garage. The Two Guys Garage podcast is a copyright 2021 Britton Productions Incorporated. All rights reserved.
Amen. Right on, man.
Borrow it. Don't steal it.
Hey, Brian, thanks a ton, brother. We appreciate you.
Hey, I really appreciate your time as well. Thanks for having me.
All right, man.
Always, man. Thank you, sir.
All right.
All right, folks. Go out there and color the world. Make it look pretty.
Oh, that's cute, color the world. Aw, you're so cute.
Or at least your car.
Yeah, yeah, that too.
And your projects. And your shop.
Exactly. We'll catch you on the next Two Guys Garage Podcast, you guys. Take care.
See you guys.
Two Guys Garage Podcast is a production of Britton Productions. For more episodes, visit iHeartRadio, Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts, Stitcher, Spotify, or wherever you listen to your favorite shows.